Blog Talk Radio.
Shawty said she ain't a non-believer, said she belong to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down, cause Sunday she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working with common be good.
Yeah,
no green, no check.
Amen.
Big guns, no jacks. One of you niggas stay back. Feral clan, we packed. Woke up the campus and took them to school. Promised them we was gon' eat if we walked out the store with a handful of cookies to school. You don't understand what they pushed me to do. I'm talking Scooby, and we riding around in that mystery van. Me and my partners cruising, and I ain't got time to relax, I'm on go. Lit like a candle, no rats on the floor. My life is really Alaska, so cold. Don't have on no coat, my back on the ropes. I put a hit, I don't drag in the throat. He don't want beef with the Kratos. I told my Pharaoh that we do not ask for no more. Them niggas feeding us bagels and these niggas plotting. But I am the man with the plan, boy. I manage to manage your clan. Ain't no fan of command. But we stood up before with no help and we'll manage to stand up again. Pharaoh, I'm just trying to reach out. Do you mean harm when you walk by and do not speak now? Ain't trying to step on no toes, but they store they feet out. How can I tell them that I'm trying to set them free now? Meanwhile, Shawty said she ain't a non-believer, said she belong to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down, and on Sunday she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working will come if he could. Yeah, ooh.
Amen.
Yeah, ooh.
I mean, amen.
Hey. Yeah, ooh.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show, everybody. I have no idea what in the heck is going on with my studio tonight. It is like having the master key trying to put in here and unlock it just to get the show started for y'all. Okay, we're here. Let me check my phone line since I wasn't able to do it the conventional way. Jazz, you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. I've never had a situation like this to happen where I'm in it, I can see it. First, I couldn't get into the studio. But The drop-down menu would not work for me at all. I had to use someone's phone just to be able to log in because my phone wasn't even doing it. To log in just so I could get the address just to come through here and put through this show. That was the most work I've done in a little while. I don't know what that is.
Wow.
But I've been trying to get in since about 2 minutes after. That's crazy. But okay, I found out what the issue was for everybody that's listening with the shows on yesterday. When we stopped at, I think it was part six. It wasn't any error on my part. What they had done was recorded part six again, which was originally part two. That's why it was definitely familiar for us. So they ran it again as part six. So when I went back through, all I had to do was just, you know, we're going to skip right over and go to seven. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little thrown. Anyway, how is your day today? I can't find my button. I don't know where nothing at. I'm trying. This shit here.
Excuse me.
I don't know. Imagine me clapping my hands and shit. Wait, here it is.
See,
right here.
You.
Mhm.
Oh, my day. It was a good day. No complaints. Okay. Even though some energies are trying to get on my nerves tonight, but I won't allow that, and I'm going to let that go. But it was a good day still. In the midst of still. But still was a good day. And how was yours?
Good. You know, it's good that it worked out that way. It is definitely some interesting stuff. It's been an okay day for me, too. You know, it's just, I don't know, I was asleep. Y'all know me. I choose to take my nap right before the damn show and then try to jump my ass up like it's going to happen. But I did jump up, you know what I mean? But just jumping up and making sure that I was on here already was a headache. Like, why is it so hard for me to get on to the show? I don't understand that. So you know me being persistent as I am. I'm going to make sure we get through the remainder of the show, regardless of what the energy say.
Right.
You know? But it, it's been an okay day.
Okay.
It was bright. Oh, excuse me, y'all. I'm so sorry. It was bright. It was, you know, a relaxing day today.
Yeah.
I did get a chance to get some rest. You know, because people around me think sleep is important. I did do that. All right. Yeah, I'm so thrown off this shit, crazy. Okay. I'm telling you, man, trying to regather myself. This is what I'm going to do. For the callers that are listening online, I apologize for the delayed technical difficulties with today's technology. The call-in number is 347-850-1049. For those of you who are listening in online, if you want to call in to listen in live, I can't even see my counter. I can't even tell y'all how long you got before you have to call in. You probably still got a little while. About maybe 13 minutes or so before you have to be on the phone and hear the remainder of the show. But we're going to kick it up in parts 7, 8, and 9 that are left on the 7 circuits of the brain. For those who missed yesterday's show, you can go back and listen to the first 5 parts. So we found that part 6 was actually part 2. So go back and listen to that. And it's very informative. Like, she's really breaking down some information that to allow us to know where people are vibrating at so we can kind of have an idea of the people that we're dealing with. But is there anything that you wanted to say, Jazz, before I get started? Because I got to find my equilibrium in this month. Everything happening. Bonk, beeping, everything going down. Shit. All my ice melted. So you say no?
Okay.
We're going to try to regain my damn self. We're going to try to regain myself. You heard that? See, it ain't working. We just going to get started, shit, with part 7 in this month. Let me hit the mute button before I get a cuss. Here we go right now. Dr. Jewel Fulcrum, 7 Circuits of the Brain, part 7. Give me a minute to maneuver without a mouse, and I'll get y'all started.
Now, this is a new therapeutic treatment that they're going to now start delivering chemotherapeutic agents with. Now, where do you think they're getting all this melanin from?
Hey.
Now, that's very interesting. And I'll just let you do the research on that question. This brings me to why I began to try to introduce this information bit by bit into the community for a couple of reasons. Because when I begin to understand the awesomeness of melanin, I also begin to recognize that it is a solution to primarily all the problems that are on the planet now. But because the people that contain the most are locked in first and second circuits, they actually shut down the qualities of melanin and now have become the problem. So it's like awesome because it's like really diabetes. Okay, you are drowning in a sea of plenty. So you have to understand that with you having the greatest gifts, the blacker you are, the more gifted you are, the more awesome you are, and when you walk around here still thinking that you've been cursed and that you've got a problem, it is devastating. In these books, they talk about the immunogenetic potential of melanin. it is already known that AIDS cannot exist in the presence of melanin. They know that. It's the most awesome immunogenic substance on the planet. It is actually now being researched in a means for serum to actually treat AIDS. So therefore, when you see somebody that's black aiming up to you talking about they have AIDS, that is not the issue with them. The issue is the fact that they are sitting up locked in first and second circuit mentality. So the treatment for them has to be someone that's going to elevate their state of consciousness. So, you know, it's no need to run around hoping that they do X, Y. This person is already has their own treatment. So as soon as they can give up the need to have self-hate and feel that they're a victim and somebody else is holding them down, which they have found is very interesting, that when you think those thoughts, you create neurotransmitters that chelate the melanin molecule and shut down its activity. So every time you look in the mirror and feel that you are too black, that your hair is too nappy, that your nose is too wide, know that your destiny has been sabotaged. And you did it. So therefore, you have to ask yourself, why do you think that you are the wretched of the earth when your information is making big money for those people who wish they had it? Why are you going around talking about you have no money and that is somebody else is holding you back, etc., when you are the original God and goddess on the planet if you would activate your brain? So it's time now that you begin to reallocate your funds. Every time you go to the store and buy a pop, you should pop yourself upside down. Every time you go and buy a cigarette, you should light it and stick it to your hand. Lit. Because you have no time to waste your money on such just outrageous stupidness when you don't know who you are. This is what you need to be putting your money on, so that you can understand what it is that you need to actualize your greatness. Why are you buying $70 gym shoes when you do not have this basic book in your library? Why are you in need of driving $45,000 cars when you have no idea that you're still locked in second circuit and how to get out? These are the things that you have to look at. So it's ridiculous to talk about we can't afford anything. What we need to talk about is why do we have belief systems that keep us in the quality of life that we have. When you walk outside and see paper in the front of your house, bald, dirt with no grass, paint running off everything, as a woman especially, you have to ask yourself, where is my creativity and where is my life force energy? Because truly where that flows, that kind of existence is impossible. So we have to begin to really ask ourselves why we continuously want to have belief systems that put us living in the quality that we're living in. And I can guarantee you it's because of the food that you eat and it's because of the thoughts that you think. It has been documented in this research to be African because we have a well-developed external an internal circulatory system, and that because we are protein and fat sparing, cannot eat concentrated fats and proteins. So every time you put an animal in your body, you are getting ready to block off your stuff. It is a known fact that eating animal fat and protein, and especially chickens and fowl, will make your ovaries hard as a rock. When your ovaries get hard as a rock, your creativity is shut down. And this is why over one out of every three women with uterine fibroids has them. So you have to understand that when the woman's reproductive organs, which actually house the life force energy in the first chakra, are hard as a rock, yes, you'll have dirt flying up in your face, paint peeled off everything, and everything broke down and creeled to the side. Because the first chakra is blocked and the life force energy cannot radiate. So the reason why we are in the condition we're in has nothing to do with the money that the city will or will not give you. That means not a hill of beans. Because as long as you have a physical body that can stand and bend and reach, you can totally transform your environment. It has nothing to do with what they're doing. And so for you to get involved in politics and all that stuff is really a squandering of your life force energy when you recognize that you have not even begun to exhaust what you already have looking in the mirror every day at yourself. But when you start eating synthetic foods, you don't even know what's in these pops. You have no idea what's even in that mess. What's in it? Has anyone even done the research on that? See, this is what I'm talking about. This is, we got to start using what little brain cells you've activated. What makes a pop? What's in it? How many teaspoons of sugar, and what does the sugar do? Okay, you want to try 16? And do you want to know that the first thing that it does is that one teaspoon of sugar totally immobilizes all of the white blood cells in your bloodstream for 3 or 4 hours? Mm-hmm. So now try 16 of them, multiplied times 4. See, this is the information that you should have. These books are only $2 or $3. So you have to ask yourself, if you consider yourself intelligent, why you don't know what is manipulating your environment. Why is it that they have pink street lights on your block and blue on the next? And then when you go to the suburbs, they're white. What do you know about these frequency of bulbs and what they're emanating? Do you know anything about that? Well, if you don't, then you got a problem. Because I guarantee you, you always have some health problems. How can you stand in the mirror and see your melanin actually fade off your face and not be concerned about that? What does that represent? These all have answers, and it's all been documented. But not unless you are willing to start supporting those institutions or people that will constantly bring you the information, then you are going to be lost at your own ignorance. Because you ignored yourself. That's what ignorance is. It's not being aware of the obvious. Mm-hmm. So anytime you can actually know what nanola is and not know what melanin is, you know that you're going out of the world backwards. Mm-hmm. Because anytime a person would dare to put something on them, to take away something, they don't even know what they've taken away. This is truly Second Circuit mentality. And you will be enslaved the rest of your life for that. Because they know how to basically pull your chain. So I brought these books intentionally because, as far as I'm concerned, every household should have this. Okay, what these books need, however, are individuals who can translate it for you. Because, of course, that's another thing that they do. They actually put this in medical terms. Now, because the Creator creates everything that you need to be able to master an experience, we have individuals who can do this for you, okay? And therefore, they have to take and sit down and read it and interpret it and think about it and then put it in a simplified form. You must not debate what they are asking you to do, asking you to give them for that information. You have to understand that Europeans will pay whatever is necessary for information about themselves because they understand that once they know about themselves, they can quadruple the price.
All right, everybody. Jazz, you on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have about a minute to call in, 347-850-1049. Get in before you have to go back to hear the remainder of the show. Okay, that was part seven. I know, here's part seven, probably part six. But what did you notice about this part? What did you gather?
Basically, really just getting rid of your ignorance, you know, letting go of your own ignorance, and especially that mentality of lack. And, you know, because I know people are looking at I looked at some of part of the beginning of the video earlier today, and I know a lot of people are looking at, I can't afford that, you know, keep saying it in their mind. And she was just reiterating, you know, you have to let go of that, of your own ignorance, not being aware of the obvious, and totally transforming your lifestyle. She mentioned a few things, you know, you pop that soda upside your head and let go of them cigarettes, you know, stuff like that, and buy them $70 shoes, and, you know, without having at least some type of informative information in your household. And a lot of people do not. They don't have a library. They don't have, you know, information that could help them later on, or research books or whatever. And I have those things. That's not very popular in many households. Jordans are popular, or what is it? Is it BB? whatever that clothing line is, all that's popular. Let me get the Michael Kors purse or whatever instead of taking that money and buying a book or several books or doing research. And like she said, you can have somebody to translate it. And the Europeans are finding out information about themselves and about others by any means necessary. And we need to have that type of mentality. And that's what I was gathering from that session.
Okay, that's interesting. Can you hear me okay this way? If not, I go back to the regular phone.
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Okay. One of the things that I noticed that I wrote down real quick, she said AIDS does not exist in melanin. She said, so for any of the Nubians that are running around saying that they have AIDS, that's not what it is that's going on with them. She said they're stuck in first and second circuit, and they can't get out of it. So it's like they've adopted all these things that have caused that shutdown on their own self, you know, but it has nothing to do with AIDS. And I remember saying it like, you know, AIDS came up real quick, even with Eazy-E. You know, everybody knows as soon as he found out, he was gone. There are a couple other people that may have stories where they've heard of people to develop this acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And as soon as they got wind of it, they were off the planet. My thing is they've been giving it to people every time you go to the hospitals and stuff like that. So, you know, and for her to say that it's not something that's prevalent in our melanin, we have things that are automatically fight against these types of ailments. So it shows how important it is to figure out the circuit functions that you're on and to get out of those groups that everybody is stuck in. Like you say, you know, a lot of people can't move and if they're banked on what society says or figuring that they can't afford something and having all these negative thoughts, that's not a natural. We talked about that on last Shadow Show. That's not the natural process of things. You know, that's only dealing with the circumstance of where you are, and I don't have my notes. But that's only the circumstance of where you are according to that mindset. If you change your mindset, that's not the absolute reality. That's what it's just a relative reality. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and where absolute reality is where I am, and that's where we all need to be, and that's dealing with universal law. You know, and in order to be able to function in all the different dimensions, you have to be able to master self. You got to know what it is you're supposed to be doing. You know, you have to. So I thought that was really important, you know, one of the points that she made. She spoke about how if you get a pop, you should actually go and just pop yourself upside the head. She broke down the soda and how much sugar. She said that sugar, that what was it, 1 teaspoon immobilizes white blood cells, all white blood cells, for 3 hours. So imagine what, you know, taking in 4 and 5 sodas would do. And then she spoke about cigarettes too. If you smoke cigarettes, you should light it and just, you know, put that shit to your hand lit. You know, I don't know. I can comprehend her damn concept because when you think of all the money that you spend on anything that's extra like that, you know what I mean? Not on point spiritually, it doesn't make sense at all. I'm with her on that. Like, how can you throw fiat away and not even know who you are? That makes sense to me. You know, but trust that Capri 120 will always be in my purse. That's just me. Forget me. Don't listen to me. Just do what you do. And then, you know, just know that I'm going to have that. It says, why do we have the mindset that we can't have or the mindset of can't have? And I think that we just talked about that. Like, why are we in that frame? Why is that something that we have the ability to even conceive for ourselves, being the gods and the goddesses of the planet? There's no such thing as something you can't have. Unless you first see that you can't have it. So that's the only way you can't have it, is if you don't allow yourself to have it. Everything else can be worked out. You know, the way and all of that always comes once you decide on something that you want. Unless you stand in your way. And we spoke about that in regards to alchemy as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dealing with alchemy and dealing with getting on your high-flying disc, you do not entertain
mm-hmm.
anything that is against the direction that you're walking in. You
mm-hmm.
don't do it. If you know you want pizza today, you don't stop at the chicken spot. You don't do anything other than what it is you want until you obtain your goal. And
mm-hmm.
that's, you know what I'm saying, the movement of manifesting everything that you want. It's difficult to manifest when you're working against yourself. You want this,
mm-hmm.
but then you got 500 things that you got to have first. That just puts
mm-hmm.
you 500 steps further away from that which you wanted. First, it was one step away. Then you added all these other things in between you and that destination. That's
mm-hmm.
an issue. And, again, it has to do with getting stuck in these circuits. One was what? Brainstem, reptilian brain.
Right. Yes.
Two was insect.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I remember her likening it unto the bird brain, but there was something else that she said with it. That stuck with me.
Intellect.
Right. The one who if you can't read it, you can't have it proven the way you need it proven,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't work for you. And those, what was next? Fourth was the heart chakra, the emotions.
Right.
Vibrating
mm-hmm.
from heart chakra first. You know what I mean? And then the fifth one was intuition. And if
mm-hmm.
you're on the fifth circuit, then you are guided by way of knowing what is coming before it's coming. You know, you'll
mm-hmm.
know a bad situation before you get in it. You'll know a bad person before you deal with them. You'll know
mm-hmm.
a bad situation before you walk into it. These are the things. And on that fourth circuit, you know, operating from the heart chakra first is, that's what is required in order to deal with the whole ascension process. You have to be
mm-hmm.
dealing with divine love in order to even
mm-hmm.
vibrate towards the frequencies that you need during these times. So I think that,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, it's important because a lot of people, and we said this, they don't use their heart chakra first. They use their
mm-hmm.
head, they use their opinions of what other people going to think and all of that. You will block your whole life blessings because you're afraid of what somebody else will say. You'll deny yourself an experience that your heart wants to have because of
mm-hmm.
fear of what outside of you will say. Meanwhile, everybody that you're afraid of is actualizing their experiences the way that they want to actualize it. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, if everybody understood that, that would help too. Because we are in a society that tricks us into thinking we got to keep up with something. And that which they
mm-hmm.
have us trying to keep up with has zero to do with your soul. It doesn't mean anything. It only means something in this fake society. But if you put on a panel
mm-hmm.
of, as the young brother said, indigo or crystal children, then how do you fare? How do you fare
mm-hmm.
in galactic information? How do you fare as far as your circuitry goes and what you can pick up and what you can, you know, radiate out, especially during
mm-hmm.
this time, with the time of ascension, when the time where everything is changing. So it's important to know these things and to be vibrating where you need to vibrate. I thought, as she said, that the food that we eat, the thoughts that we're thinking, you know, all of these have us in the mindset of can't have. You got to watch it. She said the animal fat blocks
right.
up your what was it? It's the protein, the chickens and the fowl cause heart
mm-hmm.
and ovaries in women, and it blocks
mm-hmm.
your creativity. So that's
mm-hmm.
something that to know as women. Women love to eat chicken. You know, this is what's been said to us. It's all internal now. You know, in our
mm-hmm.
head, and we have to have certain things. But then we have fibroids, and we have, as they call it, women problems. And then they want
right.
to, you know, take our parts out. And hysterectomies and all those things are as a result of this. And then we find out later that we didn't even need those things. We didn't need the
mm-hmm.
hysterectomy. We just needed to stop putting the animal fat in. All-time
right.
diet real quick, you know, to make the necessary adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
She said also that getting involved in politics squanders your life force energy.
Right.
I do understand that. Because you're worried about something that's in a fake society, something that's not real. We're worried about, you know, what the puppets are going to say in this puppet show that we're watching, as opposed to watching the condition of the house that we're in while we're watching the puppet show. That's what I'm saying. And it does squander, because life force energy is meant to be used to create. So when we're not in the space of creativity, everything around us is dying. And that's what we're looking at during this time. But, yeah, those are the only ones that I wanted to point out, or that I wrote down, because we did speak about the street lights. She said the pink street lights, and we talked about that. I said, dang, that's funny. We just mentioned that.
Right.
And then what about those frequencies? And that's something I want to get into, too, like, because I don't remember type of bulb does. I know that the blue bulb makes the energy in the neighborhood calm. You know, I remember what the others do. So it's important that we get on the right frequency, the right circuit, and that starts with proper diagnosis as to where you are.
Right.
So I guess if nothing else, unless you wanted to add something else, I'll go ahead into part eight, and, you know, so we can make sure we get there. 11-11.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, Ashay. Ashay.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and push play on part eight, and then we'll stop it in 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
And when you understand that abundance is a natural state of affairs, hell, what difference does it make how much you ask? Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to stop undermining these individuals who have taken the time to translate and to give this information to us so that we don't have to waste our time doing that. That's not your purpose. That's our purpose. So if you're supposed to be the seamstress, you can be a seamstress with intelligence. If you're supposed to be a gardener, you can be the gardener with intelligence, because there are other people who are specifically created to do this work. One of my biggest concerns is how we continuously want to be slaves. We continuously go to jobs that have no benefit and no future investment for us. Yet we have no clothes that fit, no shoes that fit, our educational institutions. Maybe once a month they tell me on Wednesday, Negro History Month or something, the children might see somebody that looks like you. Otherwise, they're inundated continuously with the greatness of other races, et cetera. So how can they respect you when they come home and you ain't been nothing talked about at all about you? So, of course, we have to keep thinking about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and all these other folks, because you're not taught. And to me, it would make sense, because if I was financing the school, I would definitely put in there what I wanted to have financed.
That's right.
And as a physician, when you go to the hospital, the standard of treatment and therapy and evaluation is not yours. Now, so you have to understand, that's awesome. And you women especially need to wake up to that. You keep running to these institutions, and they keep seeing you as a white girl.
Exactly.
Now, how are you going to actually ever get better when the treatment is for a white girl? Now, our whole bone structure, physiology, anatomy, and development is different than theirs. Normal hemoglobin for us is between 10 to 12. So that means if your hemoglobin is 10.5 to 11, you are normal. And so when they shove iron up in your face to make your tissues hard as a rock, you're the fool, because you didn't know who you were. Now, for a white girl, that's the proper treatment. So now, why don't you know who you are? You have to ask yourself that question. And why you continuously rely on institutions that refuse to see you as who you are and treat you as who you are, you have to ask that question. But truly, if I was Henry Ford and I had $70 million to put in an institution and I was interested in my family and my children being treated, oh, yes, I would always be the standard. There'd be no question about it. If they had to pick me up off the street or roll my kids in, they were always going to be able to be the standard. Now, the key here is that we're looking at some false marketing, because they put these signs up all around saying that they can help you, but they can't, because they do not use your standard when you come in to get treated. Now, the Orientals know that, and the Eastern Indians know that. That's how come you don't see them up in there.
No, you don't.
They understand that. So when they need help, they have their own medical system. They don't even go up in there. I mean, they are that intelligent. They know that. So that means then that if you haven't then come together as a group of people and put your money together to build an institution, then now what are you going to do? Now, because you are so awesome, you have to understand that from the beginning, illness was not your destiny. So therefore, that means that that should let you know that based on your own molecular structure, you are living a lifestyle that goes against you. So the first intelligent thing to do is to invest what in your environment are you bringing in there that constantly is not in your best interest. And 90% of the time, you can go to the kitchen and to the bathroom. And those are the two main places that you can find the culprit. Now, when you begin to eat properly and recognize that what's in your bathroom really should be in the kitchen, okay, then you'll find that you will not have to rely on these institutions. Because another universal law is that the universe, the creator, does not give you an experience that you can't master. So that means if you have a physical body, you are the physician. And you can basically make it or break it. And you have the brain power and wherewithal to be able to do that. So a physician then, if you might consult with him or her, is an individual that basically should understand how races and sexes do function and give you some recommendations that you can choose to follow. But the healing capacity is yours. And you're the one that is determining whether it is going to be activated or shut down at any particular time. There is none of that that we can bestow upon you. So I really, really do ask you. We are giving a workshop here in Philadelphia, the Center for Universal Steps to Life is presenting a workshop here, a sex workshop. And so you have to understand now, again, the African man and woman is the universal mother and father for all races on the planet. And the creator is the sexual energy. So you have to understand that. That when you actually want to talk about knowing the creator, the sexual energies are actually that life force energy that actually represents the creator. Now, that might be very profound for many of you that have interesting religious indoctrination, but if you're going to circumvent death and aging, you're going to have to get over it and deal with the truth. Okay? What do we do with this energy? It can transform. It can mutate. It can reproduce. It can heal. It can do all kinds of awesome things. But you have to begin to understand that sexuality and reproduction are not necessarily as synonymous. And that to be able to control the size of one's family is an awareness, breathing relationship with self. It has nothing to do with anything outside of you, except first you understanding who you are and then being able to elicit the proper breathing technique. This is why in the ancient codices, etc., when writing finally became a reality, there was no such thing as unwanted children by men or by women. Because men can control themselves, but they don't ever have to impregnate anybody. This is not something they don't have control over.
Right.
And women have the capacity where they don't ever have to be able to be in a position to get pregnant. And there are multiple techniques for that that have nothing to do with anything in the contraceptive area of the drugstore. But you have to begin to understand this and know it. There is a whole sacred science of totally being able to experience the creator through sexuality. What is that about? In many, 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 many cultures, the capacity to use the sexual energies to heal, which is a very rapid healing, is a sacred art that only certain men and women are even allowed to be taught because of the lifestyle that they have to live and so on. Because, see, they have to be able to be with the person, merge with them, and then to totally be able to separate themselves with no attachment. And you have to understand how awesome that is, because most people still have issues with their mama, their daddy. You know, they haven't gotten over their first rejection. So, I mean, these are all attachments. So if you still hang on to that, there's no way that you can have sex and somebody merge with you and you not spend the rest of your life trying to find out where they are. So she has to understand that's a heavy, heavy control of understanding and staying focused, et cetera. And you need to understand why we have to get healed before we step into the 21st century. Millions and millions of people are not going to make it. Please hear me. Not because that was not their destiny not to make it. It is because of the ignorance and the unwillingness to learn universal laws and live by them that will be their own judgment and will cut them off. Because as the atmosphere is changing, our body has to be able to take the new atmosphere. The air is changing. And so you have to understand that you have to be able to take the new elements that are now present. So you have to be willing to drop the old lifestyle. You have to be able to activate the genetic information. And first of all, you have to be willing to occupy your time in space. Every time a person is born, the earth shifts to make a space in time for that individual. So when you sit up and say things like you have to compete with somebody, you are totally out of your mind. You have no concept of the fact that you can't even fit into somebody else's space and time because your genes, your body structure will not allow you to. So you want to get busy competing and thinking you got to be in somebody else's space and time, see what kind of life you're going to live and how you're going to get knocked right out of it. Because you come here with your own gift and talent that it is expected of you to elicit on this planet. And the idea that you have children in college and a car and a house note to pay is inexcusable as far as absolute laws are concerned. I can imagine they're like, this is incredible. Somebody's talking about they can't be on purpose because they still have 5 more years on a job that they ignorantly spent 20 years on. I mean, that is just really too tough as far as universal laws. And when they come through, believe me, it is going to be awesome. So now this is going to be a very, very...
All right, are you there with me, Jazz?
Mm-hmm. I am here.
Amazing. Okay, that completed part 7, as is noted. I think it's part 6, again, I'm going to say. But, wow. She said a few things.
Mm-hmm.
She said a few things. Was there anything that you saw that stuck out to you?
Well, she talked a lot about sexual energy and how it really needs to be discussed no matter what your indoctrination is, that you need to get over it and, talk about it. And the ability to heal is there. You experience the Creator through that.
Absolutely.
Let's see. It's just a lot of things, and it makes a lot of sense, a lot of sense. And one thing that was for certain, and I don't mind telling anybody, I have to check my kitchen and my bathroom. I'm going to check it tonight when she was talking about, investing your environment. You can start with the kitchen and the bathroom, and I just need to check and see, there are some things that probably don't need to be there. And it's just a lot of, she's making a lot of sense. Just about simple things. Start where you are. You can start there first and then grow from that point. But I still have some growing to do. I still have some learning to do. And like you said, it was, pretty much told to us about the chicken. That women love chicken, and now, it's in our DNA or whatever. And, yes, I'm one of the ones that love chicken. I know I'm going to have to cut out eating animals. I do know that. I am aware of that, and I'm working on it. But it's just a lot of things, but to start where you are. I'm starting my kitchen and my bathroom. And that was it. I guess understanding sexuality and reproduction and to talk about it and to understand exactly what's going on with that situation. The proper breathing techniques, healing. I know I should say healing before this 21st century, I think. But be willing to drop the old lifestyle, occupy your own time and space. Just some things, I just keep hearing, you start where you are and you go from there. Because that's basically all you can do. You start in your own space. Like they had an old song, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep my mind.
Right.
Clean up your own stuff. Yeah, so that's what I got out of it.
Amazing. Yeah, and And you're right. It does start where you are. That's the whole point of the spiritual journey first. A lot of people would say it's so much. You know, where do I start? You just start at your beginning. And your beginning may not be the same as someone else's. That's why we bring forward so much information. Excuse me. And in that information, somebody is able to pick out something that they need, something that works for them. She mentioned an important thing, and we talked on the shows about the spell of Leviathan, which is a spell of the force that's operating on this planet. And those who are caught up in the spell of Leviathan, you know what I'm saying, are operating in the negative connotation as far as the sex force, as you heard her say. You know, that it is a creator, that you can experience the creator, and you can heal with it. And there are certain beings that do come with trade secrets. And she's right, only certain people are taught how to heal with that energy. Those classes are for the people who would not abuse it, because you're living in an era of time where they have taken our sciences and they made them vulgar. So while you have everybody out here riding the sex force and it's only based on pleasure, they have flipped it from what it originally is supposed to be about. So they're bringing destruction, you know, through with the life force energy, bringing life to that type of situation instead of bringing life to the energy that we all say we want to be existing on the planet right now. And she said one of the questions you ask, what do you do with that energy, or what can you do that energy, you know, knowing the questions to ask on your spiritual journey helps you get to where you're going to, you know, and the breathing technique. We do have a breath book for those who are interested, written by Dr. Malachi Z. York. There are different breathing techniques for different things, different ailments, different diseases. There is a host of techniques in this book. So that has always been expressed. Even in meditation, they teach you how to breathe. You know, the nine in and nine out. You know what I mean? Or whatever number you roll with that calms you and brings you into the point of centering. So it's always been about breathing. And a lot of us are ill because we're not breathing properly. You know, and it's a matter of knowing we're taught to breathe incorrectly. So, you know, once we learn those things, we can help to eliminate some of the stuff that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, she spoke about, let me see what I did I see. Oh, the hospital treatment that we're receiving.
Right,
standard. That when we go there with melanin in our skin, they're treating us as Nubian women, like, you know, the Caucasian women, to which there is a difference. So when they're telling us that our hemoglobin is off, or they're telling us that we're needing iron, we need to pay attention to those numbers, because 10 to 12 is okay for us. You know what I mean? Whereas they'll tell you that your iron is low and have you take these pills, and it makes, you know, your ovaries hard.
Right.
And, you know, these are the things that we don't think about, that these doctors have been, like she said, they spent money finding out what, you know what I'm saying, makes us tick. So we trust them, though, when we go there, not thinking that their whole intent was to destroy us from the beginning. And if we don't have our own institution, if we don't come together and build our own institution as a group of people, then what do we do? What can we do? There's nothing that we can do now in this space. If something is wrong, you still run down to the hospital because you think that's the way. You know what I mean? And that illness was not our destiny. She did say that.
Right.
You know, that disease and illness isn't something that we're supposed to be having. That's stuff we pull into our matrix, and we don't have to have it. Anything that we pull in, we can get rid of. We have to first understand that we can. And having regenerative properties and abilities with the melanin, it's important to know that. Because you can heal thyself. You know, physician, heal thyself. She spoke about rejection and attachment. She said if you have people who haven't gotten over you know, issues of rejection, like with their mother and their father, then there's no way that you can have sex with somebody and think that you're not going to be trying to find out where they are every minute of the day, or that you're not going to be trying to find them because you have
attachment. That's a big issue. That is a big issue in our community, a huge issue in our community. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. And a lot of us are stuck there, a lot. And it's very sad, but it's a lot. And it's funny, and I can only speak for myself. I've gone through it. But that's when, again, it all came back to self, and I had to evaluate myself and find out what was going on with me, take time to find out where I am and where I want to go and what I want to do from this point, because I didn't want to keep having the same jokers in my life. Didn't want to keep attaching myself to the same one. I didn't want to keep doing that. And a lot of us, especially women, do not sit down and take time and evaluate. You do your own diagnosis of self. They do not do that. They keep going, and it's always the blame game, pointing the finger, never taking responsibility for self. So I know I've learned that, and it took time to learn that. It took time. I don't mind saying that, because it did. That's my situation. That's what I had to deal with. Jazz had to love on Jazz a little bit more and do what I need to do to take care of me, to heal myself. And that's all.
Mm-hmm. Right, because and that's important, that at least you have come to a point where you comprehend how things need to move for you, especially in a society where, and you know how we've talked on the show before, and I say, no one belongs to you. That's not how that goes. If you feel like somebody belongs to you, then you have to look inside of you, because something is going on. Like when people have us in these spells, like, you know, he has my heart or she has my heart. That's not true. You have your heart, because if I had your heart, you'd be dead. You know what I mean? For someone to even attach an attachment spectacle there that'll have us focused and vibrant out of balance there is key too. Because, you know, you have casting these spells on ourselves, thinking that things are supposed to be one way when it's impossible, as you're saying it out of your mouth. So if my heart belongs to me, then I'm supposed to love with it. You know what I mean? And that's how everybody is, but we're in a society where we're taught otherwise, that people are property, like your shoes and your clothes, and they're supposed to navigate the way you see that they should navigate. And that's not how it goes. And these attachment issues become a major problem. You know, it becomes stifling for the male and the female. It's a stifling situation to be in, because I shouldn't have to go through that. And that's me. I told you I've been fighting for freedom for a very long time. You know, in every kind of way. If it even looked like you're about to take a piece of thread and tie two of my toes together, we're going to have a problem. You know what I mean? I can't either. I'm telling you, girl. No, I just. And that's what it's about, though. It's about being able to be in universal alignment, as opposed to anything that they have developed here in this realm that they're using and they're telling us we're supposed to be doing. No, I'm supposed to be doing what's encoded in my DNA, and what's encoded in my DNA is not in alignment with what you're saying. So there's an issue, and a choice has to be made, and I choose my alignment, you know, and it doesn't involve over-attachment. These beings belong individual. You're an individual soul when you come here for your experience. You're not attached to anybody. Even if you're a twin, you're two individual bodies. So no one belongs to you, you know. So to operate in that does show that it's like what she's saying. You know, there is an attachment issue already present. And if you're having sex with attachment issues, then you're putting those issues into the person's life of whoever you're entertaining with sex. You know what I mean? And that's how it spreads. That's how you have those jealous situations show up and people getting hurt and all kinds of stuff. And it's unnecessary. It's not the natural way of doing things. But she also said that things are changing, though, that there's a new atmosphere. that is being created. Some people call it terraforming, you know, and say that we must be able to attach new elements, you know, be willing to go through this change that's in this atmosphere, and being willing to occupy your own time and space. That means that you are okay with being here in this time and space, that you are willing to be in the time and space that you have chosen for yourself. Because we're all existing where we have chosen to exist at. You know, and then she talked about competition. She said, if you think that you're competing with someone else, then you really are out of your mind. And that's the case with a lot of people. And we are, a lot of us, out of our minds. We're not in our proper mindset. So that allows us to say a finger point. It allows us to do these things that make us think we're competing with each other. Because no one can do anyone else's journey. It's not even possible. She broke it down to the DNA that it's not possible, you know. And then they said, well, she spoke about absolute laws. Again, that's the laws we should be dealing with, the laws that applies throughout the universe, regardless of what tangent we're on, what dimension we're in. You know, it should be absolute laws. But, yeah, those are just the that I picked up on. But that's important now. Now that you know that the sex is supposed to be, you know, dealt with healing, and now those are some avenues you can look into so that you can have control of your thoughts even in that arena. Because if you're not directing that energy, somebody is.
Right.
Energy is free flowing. And if there is an access of energy, and I know that I can access energy to which people have not charged because they're too busy paying attention to what they're feeling, then I know I can harness energy and get things done. But only with that knowing are you even aware that that can be done. So it's important not to waste energy. It's important not to leave energy out here negatively charged or able to be negatively charged. Because if you're releasing, you know what I'm saying, energy, and then you're not putting it to do something, and someone puts it to do something that's against where you're going, now you have a problem. But how you going to know that? You don't know to associate one with the other. But some of us do know that. You know what I mean? Some of us do have information that should be But, yeah. But that's all I got. I'm going to go ahead and I guess the last one is 10 minutes as well. And go ahead and make it through that one just in case. You know how Blog Talk do. It's been an interesting day. So I wouldn't put nothing past them.
I'll pause it and we'll talk in a second.
All right, cool.
Interesting test for the melanin dominant individual who has all but who has nothing at this point is the willingness for them to connect themselves up again to universal law and order and be able to literally leave Egypt. To literally leave this madness and take their proper space and time. And so that means that if you know that you're on jobs where you're not included in the 5, 10, 20-year perspective, then you know that you have no business there.
That's right.
Can you do that and not feel that your whole life is going to crash down to the ground? Because your working has nothing to do with your existence. Because you're not paying for air, sunshine, plants. Those things basically cannot be bought. They have not been able to be manufactured. So I ask that this be a time, and it's not coincidental that we know we've just had a lunar eclipse.
That's right.
Okay, that you begin to really think about why you have the belief system that you have. When you think these thoughts, do you automatically feel uncomfortable? Because you have to understand, it's not the experience of the people outside of you, it's your thoughts that keep you at bay with yourself and in discomfort. If you don't have money, why not? What's the difference between you and Trump? He defecates and urinates just like you do. So the only difference is your state of consciousness. So now the sister was up here asking for support for your future. I mean, that's ridiculous that she even had to make the statement to me. Because that is part of your heritage to want to know that wherever you are deciding that you've done enough, that now you have some individual that can take it on. There's no way that you can survive and not be willing to invest in your future. And so the idea that somebody has to beg you for that, again, should give you an indication of how out of your mind you are. Individuals who have demonstrated over and over again their dedication to wanting to make available to you the information, they should be, after your basic needs are taken care of, the first people you pay. The first. Because they are demonstrating to you what they are doing with their time and money. That's what's so obvious. I mean, it's before your very eyeballs. Dr. Bodice, you got four Rolls Royce out front. Because now if you don't have four Rolls Royce out front and a big, huge mansion over here behind this building, then you know what he's doing with the money. I can't believe that anybody would even come in and discuss his prices, anybody else's prices, if they're not exhibiting that. Because the point of it is he should have them. And you should want him to have them. Because if he's helping you keep your body in alignment and that's what he's able to exhibit, then you know that's going to be your gift. So we need to stop the foolishness of talking about something that's too expensive. Mm-hmm. Especially when it deals with something so sacred as this altar, known as the physical body.
Oh, yeah.
Something so sacred as information that you know you don't know. Okay, that's the first thing you should want to pay for. Mm-hmm. And begin to start rechanneling our monies to use for what we have already available to correct our condition and build our institution. Thank you.
Okay, wow, I wasn't expecting it to end right there. And I know she goes into commentary where she's talking to the audience and answering questions about her further lectures and where they're coming up at. I guess I could have let it play, but it just was what I remember, a lot of questions. Jasmine,
mm-hmm.
What do you think about the whole Seven Circuits of the Brain lecture, which I would advise anybody to go back and listen through it, listen to it all the way through.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, to go back and listen to it and take more notes. The entire thing was awesome. It was very informative. I took a lot of notes. I've got to go through and review it, and I know everything that she said pertains to us right here and now. I'm not sure how old those videos are, but it pertains to where we are in our space right now. And it's funny that she mentioned Trump, which is really funny to me.
Right,
and she has said that he shits just like you do. I mean, you know, what's
right.
the difference between him and you? There is no difference. And,
except your mindset.
Right.
That's
exactly.
The only difference, your mindset.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not in a state of shock. That's the wrong term that I want to use. I need to step my game up. I need to start looking where I am, because at this point in my life I'm not at my best. Not at the healthiest where I should be. And there are a lot of things that I'm self-diagnosing and just cleaning up my space in my area. And it takes time. It's a work in progress. And she said in the beginning, you got to work at it. This ain't something
mm-hmm.
that's just going to be given to you. You have the potential to be God or Goddess. You have that potential.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you have to work towards that. And that's
right.
just something that is a continual work in progress. It's a work. You keep working at it, and you keep moving. You have to keep moving. And just the whole thing, I mean, the overall, I love it. And it's just, it pertains to right now. It's really awesome to me. I'm like, wow, I'm not sure how old it is, but it's great.
I don't remember the exact year either. I think it's in the 90s, though.
early 2000. It's not new. Now I want to have a new one. So yeah.
Okay. And it's funny, in the 90s.
To now.
Yeah, in the 90s there was a lot of information out there. I mean, when hip hop was different than what it is now, a lot of truth was being spoken and put on vinyl, and it was just totally different in the 90s. Even and a lot of stuff you can go back and listen to Tribe Called Quest, rest in peace, Fife. You can go back and listen to their stuff, De La Soul. A lot of these people, they were out in the 90s. You can go back and listen to it, and that stuff just still resonates for today. And just all her information, Dr. York's information, especially Dr. York's information, but everything it pertains to right here, now, right where you are, and you can make the changes. Right here. You can make it, as soon as you change your mind, change your thinking, you change your way of life. So you just have to make that change. You have to make up in your mind, I want better. When she sat up there and said, I can't remember the doctor, four Rolls Royces sitting out there, you can have that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just changing your mind. It's just changing your mind. And Divine, when we went house hunting,
mm-hmm.
and that house that we went to, yes,
ma'am.
That. Mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. I'm at that. Hey, you just change your mind. And it's funny, I've been doing a little test on myself, just small little test with my thinking and just remaining in the vortex. Like, I have a daughter that she's always in the vortex. She'll think about something and she'll get it automatically, mm-hmm. without saying a word. She just think about it, and she's 15, and I'm sitting up here like, wow. And my children, they're able to do these things just automatically, and I'm like, okay, I need to get back into doing the right thing for myself. So with her, her lectures, and she's just an awesome woman, and she's got a lot of information, and Radioland, you can start there if you don't have anything or don't know where to start. You could start with her. You could start with Dr. York. It's a lot of information out there. And you could start also looking within, asking your higher self, what it is and what am I supposed to be doing? How,
mm-hmm.
or asking the right questions. Just keep going. Just ask the questions and keep going. And your ancestors will guide you. I promise they will. I promise they're able to do more now as an ancestor than they were being here on this plane. So
mm-hmm.
I just charge you to do that. Just speak to your ancestors. It's fine. And people say, are you crazy? You look like you're talking to yourself. Then fine. If that's what you want to label me as, then fine. I know what I'm doing, though. I know exactly
right.
what I'm doing. So, yeah. But
right.
that's my take on it.
Amazing. I would like to say that, you know, in addition to that, we're living in a time of change. I keep saying it every show. Y'all can probably go back
mm-hmm.
and hear the same stuff on every show. The whole
mm-hmm.
universe is shifting. The whole thing is changing.
Mm-hmm.
You got stuff hidden here that they're watching out for. You got methane
mm-hmm.
gas in the atmosphere. That's more carbon particles per billion, parts per billion than what we're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to be able to adapt to these changes. The frequencies
mm-hmm.
and the vibrations on the planet, you know, is altering itself, as well as the conditions and the chaos on the planet is altering itself. Everything is going into hyperdrive. So
mm-hmm.
if you are on retard street, you're going to be on retard hyperdrive.
See,
you know what
I'm
I mean?
Have to put you on mute.
It's the truth, though, and you can see it in the stories that they choose to show us. Because they only want to show us certain things. But if you look at what is going on in that regard, you see a lot of people that are stuck on that vibe, that vibration
mm-hmm.
that's going to bring that kind of chaos around, as opposed
right.
to one that is bringing you closer to, you know what I'm saying, your higher self, closer
mm-hmm.
to the source of all things, closer to the Most High Highest, closer to knowing
mm-hmm.
what is going on, so that we don't have to rely on the information of the ones that have been lying to us since the beginning.
This is what I'm saying. And activating the circuits of the brain is necessary. It's necessary. They made that movie Lucy for a reason. They didn't do it because they were bored. They're showing you, and in alignment where now, like I say, everything is going. We're moving through the proton belt. So what you think about, you bring about a lot faster. So you have to watch out for that. You can think about your higher sciences, and you can obtain access to them faster as well. You can think about walking in your God or your God essence or goddess, and then that'll happen faster as well. Whatever you vibrating on is what you bring in. And it's going to happen quick, and it's going to keep speeding up to the point where it's like if you're pouring gas into your barbecue pit and there's fire at the top and you keep pouring gas, eventually it's going to blow up. You know what I mean? But if you're lightening your load and you're ascending, eventually you're going to get to the point of climax of ascension. So the choice is still up to us. We can take this time and this span where the whole universe has the ability to assist us and bring damnation, or we can take this whole span of time where all the planets, every star, everything is assisting and create the what is the best life in your mind for you. We can create it right now, and it should be the spiritual first. So that'll be the only way to properly align you with yourself. I'm not saying go out and chase everything that they've given you pictures of, but that what you want is yours already. So if you want it and it's yours already, then all you got to do is stand in the space to receive it. And then everybody is happy. There is no competition. There is nothing between you and what it is that you want to manifest. But you are the only thing stopping you. It all starts with you. We can have everything. Everybody can be so busy creating, and the universe is boundless, is limitless. We don't want the same stuff. I want a Capri yacht just so I could stand on the third floor of the deck and smoke a Capri cigarette. That's what I want. You know what I mean? It's just too awesome not to have it, and it's so cute. I just love it. 8 bedrooms. Really, really nice. You know what I mean?
I've got to see
Eyes
this.
On
I've
it.
Got to see this.
Eyes on
oh, wow.
it. I'm telling you. Yes. Yes, and there's only one out of the whole fleet that I like. I'm into yachts and jets and, you know, shit that other people are into. I'm into that type of stuff. I do. I like yachts with indigo lights in the pool. There's just certain things that I just dig, you know, but that one I got to have. But, yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Coming.
Yeah, that's coming.
And we're going to be on the water talking about it, laughing, doing a radio show.
Okay.
Like I told you, we got to go up to the top deck, though. Yeah.
Broadcasting live on the water.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, that would be what I would like to leave with everybody, you know, to, and I apologize for the delay today. That shit was crazy. I'm sitting over here like, I don't believe this is happening. I don't believe this is happening. This ain't really happening, is it? This is really happening. I can't believe this is happening. Like, how is this going on? And it took me about 45 minutes just to be able to gain access to the studio. And I got three devices. And they had and three of my devices. But I had to use someone else's device to actually access my studio and get the link and then go from one of my devices. That's the most retarded stuff ever. But it's cool. I was able to pull it off. And we still were able to get you the information. And I'm going to have something new for you tomorrow. I don't know what, but I'm liking the activation with the DNA. You know, I'm liking those types of classes for now. Like, because I exist in that space. So I think that, you know, it would be wise to at least allow everybody ability to have connection to where they can research for. The ascension is going on now for things that are happening every day, give you another channel to be on, and it's all about bettering self. This is all about working with self, and you'll get so interested in it and have so much fun with it, you ain't going to want to stop. You're not going to want to stop learning about self and connecting with the universe. That's what they don't want. They don't want us connecting with the universe right now, so I think we should do just the opposite. and connect with the universe. Can you imagine if everything that they've given us so far was just to connect some type of way in some crazy fucking circle here on this planet? The whole universe is changing. We can connect with the universe, and while it's moving, for those of y'all who don't know astronomy, y'all need to get into certain things, because as planets move, so does your energy. You can move certain things right along with those planets, moving straight out of your existence, but you don't know that. Planets can carry things, and so can stars. You don't know that either. You just look at them and say, oh, that one twinkling, and that one isn't. You know what I mean? You don't know what to do to lighten your load. Everybody that's the youth around me is astral traveling right now. It's amazing the amount of stories I'm hearing. So something is happening, and they're in different demographics, and they're coming from different schools of thought. You know what I mean? And they're all traveling, astral projecting, and all of these things. So, yes, something is happening, and I don't want my adults to be left behind. So that's what I was saying. I want y'all to catch up so we can, you know, not be in the dark. All right, well, I know they don't cut us off promptly. You know, anything else you wanted to add before I close the show?
No, continue to look within, Radio Land. Continue to look within and keep moving. You know, don't get stuck in this, what is it, first, second, and third circuit. You know, keep moving. Get to that heart, open up your heart, and listen. Listen to yourself, listen to your environment. Pay attention to the things that are happening around you. Pay attention to your emotions. Pay attention to how you feel, how you wake up in the morning, how the day and the shadow affects you. Pay attention to all of that. You know, just start and do some breathing techniques. Find out about some. Online, they have a lot of different. There you got YouTube videos. Find out about it. There might be something you might want to look into. I mean, but just really, really pay attention to yourself. Do a self diagnosis, and just love on you a little bit more each day. And that's all I gotta say.
That's what's up. That's on that. And be willing to invest in yourself. You know, you cannot survive not being willing to invest in your future. That's one of the things you said in that last lecture. You know, and people who take the time to put together the information, why wouldn't you want to support them? And why wouldn't you want them to have whatever it is that they've attached or that is attached to that information for you, especially if it's something that you don't know and that you know you don't know. You know, and you should be vibrating high enough to comprehend that numbers are just numbers. And in their attachment of numbers, they should be given those numbers. And when you vibrate high enough, you'll have numbers, too, attached to things. And people will be giving you your numbers. You know, it's an abundance type of thing. Stop strangling out the channels of information that people are providing and all their hard work to bring you into this particular space where we are right now. Everything on the planet we've dealt with is all about right now. So that's what I would like to say. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining. Thank you, Jasmine. Oh, girl. I'm going to call you in a minute because I'm trying to tell you. Thank you. I am so honored. If I could scroll because I don't have my mouse, I would go back up to the clap hand button. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll give you your hand clap going out this month, too, because I would have still been asleep. You know what I mean? I would have woke up saying, this is the bullshit that I talk about on the slave planet. That's what I'm talking about. I've been waiting all day to do the show, and here it is, y'all trying to make me miss it. I know. I get it. I'm liking doing the show, so y'all trying to mess with my time. Ha, not going to get it. Right.
Exactly. That's too funny.
I got you. I'm gonna call you in a minute. But I will catch everybody tomorrow. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you.